With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan plan to hold protests tomorrow in coordination with those nationwide against Trump administration policies. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with a local organizer about it.
There are more than 2,000 No Kings protests planned nationally, including ones locally in Ironwood, Eagle River, Park Falls, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. They'll happen on Flag Day this Saturday. It's the Army anniversary and President Donald Trump's birthday. A military parade featuring hundreds of military vehicles, aircraft, and thousands of soldiers is taking place in Washington, D.C. that day. The Army said it expects to spend anywhere from $25 million to $45 million on the parade. Mike Schuldeis is an organizer of Northern Indivisible, a Gogebic, Iron, and Otonagan County-based chapter of the National Indivisible Group.
We love our country. We believe in the Constitution. And we're very concerned that the administration is going in the wrong direction.
Schuldeis brought up concerns like people being detained without due process, the indiscriminate firing of federal workers, and the cancellation of programs that have been authorized by Congress.
We're objecting to the excesses of the administration, the cruelty and the chaos.
Deporting criminals was a major campaign promise by President Trump. There were more than 51,000 people detained in ICE detention facilities as of June 1st, the most since 2019. The Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse estimates of those people, about 44% had no criminal record aside from entering the U.S. without permission. The Trump administration has stood by the funding and employee cuts, saying they reduce fraud and waste.
I believe everybody would like to see fraud, waste, and abuse reduced. But the chaotic methods that the administration are using are not targeted on fraud, waste, and abuse.
Schuldeis stressed they are holding a peaceful protest at the Ironwood Depot. They've talked with local police to ensure everybody is safe.
We're exercising our First Amendment right to have a peaceful, nonviolent rally. And the First Amendment right to assemble.
The protest is scheduled for noon. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The town of Manitowish Waters will forbid wake boating on nine lakes. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the town passed the ordinance on wake-enhanced boating June 10th. It forbids the activity on nine lakes over 50 acres in size within the town's boundaries. That includes seven lakes on the Manitowish chain. The Last Wilderness Alliance says more than 50 Wisconsin communities have passed rules limiting wake-enhanced boating. Wake boats create large waves that tubers or surfers can ride. Some opposition has developed over concern about the impact that the wake boats can have on lakes and shorelines. Two people found dead at a remote campsite at Isle Royale National Park have been identified. However, their names still have not been released publicly. A post on the Isle Royale National Park Facebook page says next of kin of both people have been notified. The post says there is no known threat to the public. The two people were found dead Sunday at South Lake Desor Campground. Because of the remote location, a fixed-wing aircraft and a helicopter were used to assist with transportation for the investigation, which is ongoing. State attempts to regulate intoxicating hemp products are at an all-time high. At least 32 states have already passed regulations, including Michigan, and a restrictive bill in Texas is awaiting the governor's signature. Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports.
When federal lawmakers legalized hemp farming in the 2018 Farm Bill, they didn't anticipate creating a massive marketplace for intoxicating hemp products. Now, as more states move to limit or ban the products, some advocates worry for the hemp industry's future. Jonathan Miller, an attorney for the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, said the patchwork of state regulations leaves the industry on shaky ground.
You know, there are a lot of hemp companies that want to sell to all 50 states, and when you've got different rules in each state, it becomes more difficult.
A bill from the House Agriculture Committee also proposes closing the so-called loophole that legalized the products at the federal level. The proposal worries hemp experts, but they're hopeful that Congress will not destroy the multi-billion dollar industry. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
A new public service announcement spotlights a Michigan teen in and out of foster homes who was adopted after a holiday visit turned into a permanent stay. Crystal Blair has the story.
The PSA is part of a national campaign by the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, focusing on what it's like to bounce between foster homes to finally finding a place to belong. Almost 3 years ago, 15-year-old Bridget faced losing her foster home at Christmas until her high school principal, Jeremy Wright, and his wife, Jenny, who already had a son, offered her a temporary stay. That visit ultimately became a permanent loving home. Together, Jeremy, Jenny, and Bridget share highlights of their adoption journey.
There's a bunch of kids out there that need structure and need a family, and it's kind of sad, but it's also rewarding and challenging.
When I look back now on the journey that we've had the past 2.5 years, I'm so much better for it.
It feels good to be adopted.
About 3,000 children in Michigan are in foster care and legally available for adoption. And of these, nearly 300 don't have an identified adoptive family and are actively waiting for a permanent home. Crystal Blair reporting.
An immigrant from Mexico who was falsely accused of threatening to assassinate President Donald Trump has been released from a Wisconsin jail on bond. Ramon Morales-Reyes was released on Thursday, 3 weeks after federal authorities arrested him. Morales-Reyes was accused of writing a letter threatening Trump in a social media post by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem that got widespread national coverage. But the claims quickly fell apart as Wisconsin authorities determined that Reyes was framed. According to authorities, a man who attacked Morales-Reyes in 2023 forged the letter. He was trying to eliminate Morales-Reyes as a witness in the case. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.